Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
S.O.B.
B.B.B.
You ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Is that a Die Hard reference?
Get up in the morning, sleeping for bread.
Oh, did we start?
Yeah.
No, let the song play.
Oh, can't hear it.
I'm the only one who can hear it. Sounds good.
Does it sound good?
Oh, man.
Is it sad?
It really is impressive that we're white and we listen to this music.
Yeah. I'm very...
Just don't
shh.
But don't.
This is dead air.
It's not dead air.
They call this dead air.
The music is very low in the background, so
there's
probably like people turning it up, and then they hear us talking. They're turning it down. It's like a podcast roller coaster.
That's fine.
Everybody be quiet.
Let's just start.
I'm sorry, it's Brad's podcast, and I'm already talking too much.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
We just yelled on the podcast.
Did we pop?
Well.
A little bit.
Well,
not too bad. We
got
to learn.
We're already on Facebook. Just search for Happy Birthday, Gary.
Song. How you doing?
Good. Search for Happy Birthday, Gary. We're out there.
Yeah.
Happy Birthday, Gary
it?
Podcast.
Okay, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't either. But
Google it.
Be our Facebook friend and also tell us what you want us to talk about on further shows.
We'll do it.
We're going to run out of stuff. Like
one guy named Lee wanted us to call him for a show.
Leroy Diggler?
Yeah, that's not his real name, though, I think.
No,
I don't know what
he's
his
a
real
liar.
Name is.
I'll call him when he straightens his act up.
Yeah.
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 He said that we were wrong and then said that we should call him.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah.
So,
I'll kill him.
How you guys been?
Brad, I've been great. I don't know about you, but...
I've been pretty great. How you been?
I've been fine.
I know you've been great.
Sean's got a girlfriend?
What?
You know
no.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
no, yeah, I don't have a
listen,
girlfriend.
That brings
Let's
me
talk about
to
it.
My first point.
It's, you don't. She's not a girlfriend.
I want to explore the idea.
We haven't even gone out on a date yet. So
does she listen to this podcast?
I don't know.
She's going to. I'm
going
to send her a link. I invite
don't.
A friend.
Ruin every
her.
Chance
please
you'd ever have with her.
Please don't do
oh,
that.
Man.
Please don't do that.
I think that there is a Happy Birthday, Gary reverse curse.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's true.
Because since we started,
everything's
love
roses.
Has bloomed all around us.
Yeah.
Like you.
Loves me.
Mark,
yeah.
Mark's got... Had some romance.
A little romance today.
Yeah.
A little romance. Well,
are you in love with your wife again?
Well, that's still there. That never,
no,
that never goes that's away.
A new girl.
No, I was at the doctor today.
Uh-oh.
I'm 40 years old, as you know.
40 years
he
young.
He says,
Jesus.
Well, you know, have you ever had a rectal exam?
Here we go.
No, I have not. Well, today's your day. Today's your day.
I barely fucked her.
Hey, this is my thing we're talking about. Not pleasant, but.
Didn't like it?
But it didn't last long at all. It was, whew.
In
and
out.
Worst.
Yeah. In and out.
Yeah.
Well, he's a doctor, though.
Yeah, he was good. He knew what he was talking about.
You should hang on to him.
Straight to golf.
Little uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't feel good at all.
Did
you shake his
hand?
Did
he
say
up?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you say thank you? Like, you know, when you get a ticket, you get pulled over, and they're like, thank you. Well, and they, you know, do you say thank you to a guy?
The exam wasn't. It wasn't weird. The weird part was after it was over, he shoved the glove in my face. That was the part that.
Smell
I was like,
it. Eat it.
Smell it.
Eat it.
No, he didn't do that. He just gently placed it on my forehead. I mean, he's not rude or anything.
Oh,
so, yeah, cool. It was a weird day.
So you had some romance. Sean's got a beautiful wife.
And, Brad, you...
shut up.
I had a little romance.
Nobody slapped you last week, is what I heard.
Nobody slapped me. I had a little romance.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
One thing.
Yeah?
Sean, you don't want me to talk about it?
Maybe you can. Sure.
Should we not talk about it? What'd you guys do, a double date?
No, no. I've liked this girl for years.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Finally have a little love connection.
She's 18 now.
She's, well, I didn't say that.
Really? You've really liked her that long?
The thing is, she has a tail.
A tail?
A tail.
Like a...
I didn't know, but she has a tail. Like, not like a monkey tail or anything. Not like a...
Did
devil
you,
tail with a triangle.
Sometimes
on the end
people
of
get
it.
Things done like that on purpose.
No, it's not on purpose. It's just a, what's it called? Vestigular tail? It's like the, instead of the coccyx curling in like it does on most of it, the bone, the, hey, it's not like, it's just, I didn't know though.
How did you find out?
Well, how do you think I found out?
I don't know. You're not married.
It's like a little, and my feeling is that's fine. I'm not here to judge anybody.
Yeah, who are you to judge?
But, right, look at me. But you should brace somebody for that. You shouldn't let someone discover the tail on their own.
Yeah.
So, you should say, hey, cowboy, before we get before things get out of hand.
Before you saddle up, let's...
I'm from the island of Dr. Moreau.
You need a special saddle.
So literally, when I asked you how your week was, and you said, well, I got a little tail.
Yeah. It was it wasn't that. I mean, I don't know. It's not like it was... Well, she was grabbing my balls with her.
Whoa! You
know, which would be nice. Though, yeah. Kinda, yeah.
I don't know.
A little tail in your old butt. You wouldn't mind that, would you?
I don't know.
What if your doctor had a tail?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Tail of two cities.
Well, he does. My doctor was actually a kangaroo.
Hey!
It's on my copay. We'll pay
for
it.
Oh, man. Got a great right hook. Hey!
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
He had a fanny
deep
pack.
Pockets, though. Hey!
If he had a fanny pack, would it be a transvestite?
Hey!
Oh,
hey!
That's from Babe.
Man, little baby Joey. Little baby Joey.
Anyway,
Babe.
So, do you think she'll listen? Yeah.
I think that there was this weirdness that, like, I tried very hard to not. Am I too loud? Or?
No, you get it. When you're talking, put it. Yeah, there you go.
I liked the girl. She's a nice girl, but I think
it's over.
I think so.
It's kind of like a shallow how moment.
Have you ever, like, went to shake someone's hand and, like, they have, like, a weird hand and there's... you've never met that. Someone with a
yeah,
hand.
No, yeah, yeah.
I've met a lot of people.
But you don't know it, and then you sort of can't help but make sort of a, face. Like...
What? Wasn't there, like, a comic that had, like, three fingers?
Yes, there was that comic who had... Yeah, and he...
And he'd go around shaking your hand
and he had
purpose.
No thumb, so your hand would just sort of slide up his arm. And it was like, that's who I'm thinking of.
I don't know who that guy. It wasn't Dale Arms.
Then before you know it,
he was a real guy, though.
Before you know it, you're in the Hercules handshake, like with the forearm. Right, yeah, you're
like a gladiator.
Next thing you know, you're in a fraternity.
So.
Yeah, who was that guy?
I don't know.
You go to Spanky's.
I do.
Oh, God.
Just go to Nashville Stand Up and look it up. Browse the comics.
Look up Thumbless Guy.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything to the curse or the reverse curse? It's not even a bad thing.
You know,
thing.
We're on a roll, guys. I think we're all on a roll. I think this is like...
This, doing good. Listen, this
you
show's going great.
You gotta be positive.
Also, we watched the movie Babe. Is that on the...
Was that a baseball movie?
No, that's
movie?
Not on
Babe
the...
Ruth?
That's not in the thing. It's great, though.
The pig.
There's a pig. Scene in Babe.
Oh, man.
That...
I don't watch
it. Just thinking about it. Has you ever seen Babe?
No.
You ever seen Babe?
I'm much older than you guys.
It's on demand. It's on
There's
demand.
There's a scene in Babe. When
Isn't it on demand?
It's on demand.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand. On demand or on demand?
It's HBO under B's. Babe. Babe the pig. Not the Ruth. Not the
Babe. It's
not
just Babe.
Babe.
Not Babe. And it's rated G.
It's rated G. If
yeah,
it's
anybody
rated
can watch
X,
it.
Then okay. It's a whole different,
yeah.
blah,
different
blah,
kind of Babe.
Mm-hmm.
So Babe is in the field.
Yeah.
The sheepdogs are teaching him to be a sheepdog.
Yeah. Okay.
And they say you got to bite Wait. The sheep.
Yeah.
So Babe runs up, bites a sheep on the leg. Yeah. This is so adorable.
Yeah.
And then the sheep are like, hey, quit being a jackass. You're being a dick. And he's like, I'm sorry I bit your leg. And the sheep says, well, I don't know if I'd call that a bite. Well, you got any teeth in that floppy mouth of yours? And Babe says,
That's how
and everybody
responds.
Starts laughing, and it is the funniest, cutest thing.
He's
like,
it's so adorable.
He's like, you got me. But it's sort of like this, with his little piggy face, and I'm like, oh, God.
Is Babe a cartoon, or is that like a
Babe,
people talk
you know
over
the fuck,
right?
Babe?
I don't know Babe. I'm,
Are you serious?
It won awards.
It didn't win
there's
nothing.
There's puppets.
I will put money on it.
It you did.
Best supporting
it
actor.
Best supporting actor for what's his fuck?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Why do you guys lie to my face?
We're not lying.
We're recording this.
I can pull up.
I don't think that's possible.
You know who else got rave reviews?
I don't know.
Happy birthday, Gary.
What?
Have you seen the
hype? Have you seen it?
The heat on the street?
Yeah.
I wrote some reviews down. Yay, says Jesse Perry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Margaret Flower says, does this really last an entire hour?
Oh, my gosh.
3 question marks?
Wow.
Some guy at Spanky said, I heard your podcast. Katrina Morrell, that's the from Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World She's famous dirty. Memphian comedian. She is dirty. She's a skank or what?
Yeah.
Really? She seems like a nice person.
Well, she's friendly.
She seems like it, but she's a...
She'll have a SIDS benefit.
She had a SIDS benefit. She should have had a fucking chlamydia benefit.
What?
I'm telling you.
I don't think we can say that on the air. This is going on WRVU.
This is, I know. That's fine.
Okay, we can say that.
This is going on WRVU?
No.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I've seen better grip on a Captain Hook.
Whoa. Oh, did she have a tail?
No, she doesn't have a tail.
Okay.
But she's got a floppity vagina.
Yeah. Whoa. She had a baby.
Hey, let's do a babe laugh, all right? I'll do a joke, you do a babe laugh. Hey, Katrina's vagina, that's like getting a blowjob from Roger Ebert. Anyway, she said something about the podcast.
Okay, she liked it.
Babe.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I think you're all stupid. Corey Rapon.
Aww. All right, yeah, good.
Leroy Digler wrote, I'm really disappointed in you three. Yeah. And then he wrote a bunch of other shit I didn't read.
But don't talk about George Carlin on your comedy show.
Yeah.
Don't make any jokes on your comedy podcast.
You guys should just get facts and read from Wikipedia. Right. That's what your show should be.
That sounds like a great idea.
Take a moment to talk about how Bill Hicks isn't actually funny.
Is it? No, he is funny.
Bill Hicks is not funny.
Yes.
Let's do a vote.
Yes. I know you guys don't think he is.
I vote no. I vote, this is what I'll say. Bill Hicks is interesting.
Yes.
He's definitely
interesting.
He's a lot funnier than Stanhope.
And if he were alive, he would be relevant. It's not funny, though. I mean,
Doug Stanhope's way funnier.
Yeah, but Doug Stanhope, you listen, you have a good time. When you're done listening to a Bill Hicks album,
I'm exhausted.
Feel better?
I'm exhausted.
You just feel like putting a fucking gun in your mouth.
Yeah, so why listen to comedy?
That's what I'm saying.
If I want that, I can go down to the deli and get yelled at.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like listening to
Said how the guy at the deli yells at you.
Yeah, you can't.
And he's Republicans.
Each and every day.
With the corned beef every time. With the corn. It has to be the corned beef, does it? Okay.
You can't call it beef no more. No. You got to call it. It's Carlin again. Sorry, guys.
Move back to Carlin.
I will say, I do like. There's a lot of Bill Hicks material out there, which
there's
is good.
Bill Hicks, and that's great.
And there's some of it I like. There's a lot of it I don't like.
I just, you know, he's this go-to automatic.
Yeah.
Every.
He's basically
alternative comedy person wants.
Yes.
He's our parent Dane Cook.
He's like the Beatles of alt comedy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening, but awesome.
Any more reviews? How are we doing here?
No, those are the reviews. I wanted to talk. You briefly talked about the.
Facebook
link. Facebook. How do we get to Facebook? I want to.
It's facebook.com.
And then log in?
No.
You can actually change it.
I want to.
We can't probably do this on the air, but you can change it so it'll be facebook.com/happybirthdaygary.
This seems very inappropriate for a podcast.
I'm just saying that's something you can do in the future. You can just change it so it's facebook.com/happybirthdaygary.
Is this link on Twitter?
I don't think it's on there. I don't know what's on there.
What's this Twitter?
Twitter
is that one of the things we wrote down?
I don't like
about?
Twitter.
I didn't write anything. You can talk about Twitter.
I don't understand it.
Okay,
let's not talk
about it.
I don't like it.
Let's take a vote. Who likes Twitter?
I don't like Twitter.
Okay.
I don't participate in it.
I'm scared of it.
And I know that like I'm talking to a microphone right now, but I still don't feel like people care what I have to say. Like to tweet. You know, and it's usually about like what people ate or what, you know what I mean? It's like, Does it bother you when comics try jokes out on Twitter? I know you do it sometimes, but you're
fine. No, I don't. If I had Twitter, it's not going to be in my act.
You're not going to do a Twitter joke?
Yeah.
No.
I guess there's nothing wrong
down,
with that.
I look down on it.
I try jokes out on Facebook all the time.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it has something to do with like, the
joke. I try my jokes out on paying audiences.
Uh-oh.
That's why I haven't had to do a new joke in a while.
Oh, man. I wrote a new joke last
week. Did you? You want to do it on the air? Can we joke on the podcast?
I'll do the babe laugh.
Do whatever. All right. My doctor asked if any of my family ever had Asperger's. I said, yeah, but we called them crystals.
You got me.
Oh, boy.
That was my babe laugh.
He doesn't say you got me.
Well, he will.
In the deleted scene.
You should watch that movie.
You should watch
Babe
with your wife and your doctor. You guys should all cuddle up.
Man.
Make some popcorn.
We can watch it. Sean and I watch it. There's nothing gay about it.
Yeah.
A little gay.
It's not.
Just a little.
You sound a little bent right there.
Listen, every character in it is straight, I think. There's a mean dog who bites things.
Sheep?
They're straight.
Sheep.
Guys, do you want to get to the first?
Let's do this.
Topic of today's.
Yeah.
We're already 442 somethings.
Measures.
Oh boy.
Measures.
How many minutes is that? Two.
Well, if my math is correct, it's 14 minutes and 50 seconds.
Wow.
But
we better
just
go quick.
Just math.
I got to pose a question to you guys.
Okay.
All right, pose.
I was watching HBO on demand. I watched Notorious. You familiar with this?
No.
Yeah, it's a Duran documentary.
Yes, but it's also a movie about the Notorious B.I.G. He's a rapper.
Wait,
he was.
Yeah,
he was a rapper, and he died. And it was a movie about him, sort of in the style of Walk the Line.
What did he die of?
Or maybe a Ray.
He died of black.
Oh, okay.
He got shot. So I was wondering, and to this day, the murder is unsolved.
To this day. No new news as of today. Did you check the funny papers?
I haven't checked anybody's tweets.
Check your horoscope
this
afternoon, but as of this afternoon, it has not been solved. So I think if we put all three of our heads together,
oh man, we're smart.
We could figure out who killed Biggie Smalls.
Probably
so
pretty easy for us.
Let's just start shooting ideas out. I mean,
who killed Biggie Smalls?
Who killed Mark?
Yeah,
without even thinking, who killed Biggie Smalls?
He died of type 2 diabetes.
That's not the kind of shots.
And then
the shots he had.
What happened was that wasn't gangster enough. So Faith Evans, is that right? Faith Evans?
Faith
was that
Evans,
Faith Evans sounds
plugged
right.
him full of holes and said, hey,
my
man ain't going out like that.
To make it look more gangster.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a good theory.
That is a good theory.
What do you think? Could it hold up in court?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got more holes in it than Biggie Smalls.
Because if Biggie Smalls, if they reported that he died of type 2 diabetes,
everybody would be like,
P. Diddy couldn't write a song about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
There's no good songs about type 2
diabetes.
Faith
Evans is the name of his wife?
His widow? Is that what?
I thought Faith Evans was a country singer.
Faith Hill is a country singer.
Faith Evans is.
Faith No More?
You're thinking of Lauryn Hill.
Faith No More killed.
Yeah.
That could be.
They obviously don't care a lot.
Wow. Quick.
That's pretty good.
I think it might have been Faith Evans. I'm just saying, for a different reason, I think she wanted some sweet, sweet monies.
I think she choke slammed him.
Wow.
You think so?
No.
She could have.
Yeah.
You want to hear my theory?
Yeah.
Okay. I do.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs did it.
What? They're best friends.
Listen, follow the money.
Follow the money?
Follow the money.
Whoa.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs, he was there when he died. Whoa. He was there. I think he even was the one who shot Tupac, to be honest with you.
Whoa.
I don't mean to get too whatever.
I don't think we can say this on the air. We'll be killed. We'll be next.
You're right.
Did you ever read the Pelican Brief?
I know about it.
We're about to get blown up in a parking lot of some
restaurant. Hold on. Let me change the music to be appropriate.
I've got some Fruit of the Looms.
There we go.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Briefs.
So, you know.
Thanks for sharing that.
Puff Daddy had his little tune.
It's different than a Pelican
Brief. He had his little tune.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Every time one of them got shot, Puff Daddy's fame and money increased.
That's true.
His papers.
Yeah.
He stacked
paper
to the ceiling.
N-word's always trying to stick me for my paper.
So who killed FUBU? The marketing?
Whoa.
Of the product?
Whoa.
Ooh. I don't know.
So I'll go with Diddy. I'll go with that.
I think Diddy did it. I'm not trying to be all South.
I mean, who made more money though? Maybe somebody else made more money.
I don't know this for a fact, but I'm gonna go ahead and put the rumor out there that he already wrote the song. The I'll Be Missing You song.
Yeah, he
what
probably
if he
already
wrote this.
He
song
wrote it already.
Like, well, this is a pretty good song.
I mean,
I should kill.
If you have a 565-pound friend, you probably should write some songs about their death.
I mean, the clock was ticking anyway.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
You know
his first album was Ready to Die. I mean,
right, and the second album was Back from the Dead or something like
Life After
I'm
Death.
Dead, I'm dead. You know, with a
they done shot me off.
Yeah, that's all the song.
He actually did an EP between the songs.
Come on,
let me.
That's my impression. It's pretty good.
Was he even any good? Honestly, was he?
Who?
He's good. He's all right.
Biggie.
I don't think.
Nah, he was terrible.
What does B.I.G. stand for?
Big.
I'm sure there were dots between it.
I think Biggie's good. I don't think many people would be talking about him if he weren't shot and killed.
But then again, that leads to Puff Daddy. Who's making money on that?
You know who killed him? Heavy D killed him
because
he didn't want to be the second fattest rapper out there.
Yeah.
Fat boys ganged up.
Well, they were already dead, weren't they? And then one of them lost weight.
Did they go on celebrity?
Yeah, like one of
really?
Them. Yeah, one of them died from being too fat.
Yeah,
like he ate himself.
Human beatbox. ate himself to death.
Don't act like you know the real guy.
That's true.
Those guys were talented.
But then one guy lost like 150 pounds or something.
Oh,
wow!
And then the other guy is just the same.
Just fat.
Yeah. Huh. Eating hoagies.
You know who else?
Oh,
is,
hoagies.
You know who else is fat as shit?
No.
Kevin Smith.
Who?
Ah.
Kevin Smith.
Oh yeah. What's his problem?
I don't know.
What, if you're a Hollywood director, why are you flying Southwest?
Yeah, shouldn't he have his own?
I don't even fly Southwest. I'm middle management where I work. Yeah. I don't get on the South. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I go continental.
And doesn't he have millions of dollars?
Yeah, if he was embarrassed, he should just have those people fucking killed or something, shouldn't he?
Well, why couldn't he just fly with that guy who doesn't talk? He doesn't take up a lot of space.
Ooh. He is that guy who doesn't talk.
Silent Bob? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the other one, Jay.
Jay?
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah,
he would have been, the cops would have been arresting him for having a bag of weed because he smokes weed. Do you get it?
No, I never got into those guys.
No.
What's that, Mall Clerks?
I hate to get back on talking about things that people love and how they're not really good, but...
Yeah, everything stinks.
Kevin Smith isn't that great.
No, I don't get it.
That's like the list of things that aren't great that people think are great. Robin Williams.
Oh, he's horrible.
Robin Williams is horrible.
Well, I mean, mainly because he, you know, left his wife for the nanny.
What? Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Low-handed.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. That just makes me.
He's
like
always
him
stealing
less.
Stuff.
At least he didn't leave his wife for his daughter like Woody Allen.
Think his nanny was someone's joke.
There you go. I think Brad just wrote a joke on the air.
Oh,
wow.
Man. Are you digitally recording?
Yeah, Robin Williams stinks. I think Biggie's
nanny
overrated.
Biggie's overrated.
Like the music behind it's good. Like the beat and all that.
Man, I know.
Biggie didn't make no
you
beats.
You could have broke. Yeah. You could have.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Boo. You know what's really good?
You know he's good at doing? Well,
I like eating food. Food.
I bet Biggie had some serious sleep apnea, though. I'd hate to be his neighbor.
Have you seen the movie, though?
No.
He probably had some sleep eating.
I love
eating.
How at the end of the movie they like do that shit they do in movies where like 5 minutes before he gets shot. He calls his mom and his ex-wife. He settles all his affairs.
Yeah,
look, I just want to tell you I love you. I'm going to be a good father. And I'm going to do all this stuff. Bang, bang, bang.
You know, it's like, oh, he was just about to... Now
I'm about to send a check to Africa to save all the Africans.
Oh, you know, guys, I just found a cure for fucking diabetes.
I'm going to fight Apollo Creed.
No, I hate those movies. I'll Netflix it right after I watch Babe. I'll watch those.
Babes.
Have a marathon.
Babe's going to change your life.
Babe Biggie.
Biggie Babe.
Man, you better keep the tissues ready because you are going to weep.
Okay.
You know how we did the Bill and Ted? We should do Babe versus Notorious. Just a point by point. Which had a fatter star?
Well, Babe is a pretty slim pig. I mean,
Babe almost gets shot though.
Yeah, Babe almost gets shot.
He's got a hard life.
It's true.
Hard knocks life.
Yep. Well, you know what I wanted to ask you guys?
Yeah, let's do some questions. Let's Q&A.
I got some questions.
Now that we know how he died.
Now that we know how he died, it made me think of this. If you guys were to kill a person, if you were to commit the crime of murder,
John
Parrott. Would you do it? How would you do it? Who'd you kill?
Oh. Who would I kill?
Who would you kill?
That's I can't say
who
that.
Who would you kill? Well, and then you can write it down and just show it to us. Who would you kill, and how would you get away with it? That's the important thing. Is how would you get away with murder?
That's hard.
Sean,
you don't want to go first. You have to go first.
I'm gonna field this.
I go first on everything.
Yeah, you go first on everything.
You want me to do the intro? Want me to do the intro?
I'll go first.
You go first.
All right. If I were to kill somebody,
okay,
I can't tell you who it's going to be because I actually would kill them. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
Person though. And you know.
Do they have a tail?
No! I like that girl. Oh, okay. I shouldn't have said anything.
You want to go back and delete it?
We should probably delete it.
Do you think
that.
She'll listen to this?
She'll never listen to it, but you never know.
This is awkward.
She won't listen to it, but it's not like if she hears it, I can't play it off. Like, were you talking about me? No.
She knows she has a tail.
How could you play it off?
I could be like... Are you talking? That's what I'm saying. I can't play.
I get
off.
Plenty of.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
you
if,
might
if
just
I was
want to
like,
move on.
Oh, I just. Well, whatever. With anyway. Your crush. Probably, whatever. She'll
with your off. Crush. Move on with your crush. Somebody else.
Nobody loves me anyway.
There's other fish out there with smaller tails.
There's other fish just wiggling.
Actually, all fishes have tails, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
You might want to go with some kind of a sponge or something.
Fishes were wishes.
Today's sponge. You remember those?
Yeah.
That's before your time. It was right in the middle of March.
I don't remember.
Today's sponge.
Today Sponge?
The Today Sponge. It was like a contraceptive sponge. You fuck.
I don't remember
it. That's nothing to do with my
How would I know anything about that?
That was on Seinfeld. That's the only reason I know about it.
It was on Seinfeld.
No, it wasn't.
Right. It was a real product for like a year.
Lane loved the sponge because it soaked up.
That's she had a diaphragm.
No. Jeez. There was a whole sponge episode.
Yeah, you're right. He is right.
You need to get your Netflix queue.
He is right.
It's going to be.
No, I've seen every Seinfeld.
I don't care. Babe, Notorious.
Not the blue ox, okay?
Mm-mm. Oh, I like that ox, though.
He's not in Toyland.
You love every ox.
Oh. And that's that how means. I would kill someone.
Oh, yeah, you never did say.
How are you going to kill him?
I'll tell you how I'm going to kill him.
Who is it?
I got six words.
Just say their first name.
I'm not
going
to say it. I got six words for you. Siamese twins hitman.
Hitman?
Hitman.
Three words. Yes.
No, because two of them are conjoined.
That's part of the... The word Siamese twin, is that hyphenated or is that...
No, it's just... There's no space. It's Siamese twin. Just all one word.
Because think about that, though. You have a Siamese twin. Let's say Lefty, right? Lefty's your killer. Lefty's your killer.
Wait, which is the lefty the one on the left hand side, or is it like?
Doesn't matter. He's the like one who has
the left hand.
The one who has the left hand.
Gotcha.
He's because everyone knows he would be the evil one, right?
Yes.
And
people with left hands.
So he's walking down the street. Your subject. He comes along. Who can resist a Siamese conjoined two-headed boy?
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
I can't.
He's going to try and, like, nonchalantly get close to this person to snap a picture with his phone or whatever he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lefty pulls out a gun. Boom, right in the head. Kills him. Kills him dead. He can do it in broad daylight. Because if he gets caught, too bad. You can't arrest Righty. Righty didn't do nothing.
He can't go to jail.
You can't put Righty in jail.
Whoa.
For what Lefty did. And Lefty's not going to snitch.
Whoa.
Because what the fuck? I can kill anybody that way. That's a pretty good plan.
Wow. That's really good.
All right.
Really good.
Why don't you top it?
Wow.
Mark, let's hear it.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Sean, how would you kill someone?
Okay. I don't care how I kill them. This is just how I dispose of the body.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good tip, though.
I cook and eat all of their flesh.
Okay.
And I grind down their... people are always finding the bones.
Yes.
In our house, you're going to cook a guy?
It's going to take a while.
All right.
I'll just leave the rest in the bathtub.
Okay.
And then... I'll grind down the bones and turn it into jello.
You're like a giant.
Eat it.
Beanstalk giant.
I know. I'm crazy.
You should make bread out of it.
Yeah. No, I don't want bread. You can't make bread out of somebody's bones. Jello.
How do you make bread out of bones?
Marrow rises, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Everybody knows.
I don't know. Ask me tomorrow.
Who knew?
You getting a phone call?
I'm getting a call here.
Who's that?
Who is it?
You better answer
it's the
it.
The wife.
Uh-oh.
Don't answer that. We'll get
Pause
in big
the
trouble.
Show.
Pause the show.
Pause the show.
Pause it.
Okay, sorry about that.
Damn
phone
it.
Call.
I can't get this fucking thing.
Whoa.
I'm
Man,
sorry.
The language.
How's
this
your wife?
He's got bad language.
She's doing well. She's going out to dinner with ladies from work.
I hear you're going to get some chicken fingers.
We're going to have a little chicken fingers? Well,
what
I am.
What kind of sauce?
Oh, the honey mustard.
Honey mustard, really?
Is there any other?
I'm a barbecue sauce man.
Not
Call
on
me crazy.
I don't do chicken.
I can't.
A barbecue
Actually,
sauce
more than likely,
man.
What I will do is when those chicken fingers hit the door here, I will grab the horseradish out of the refrigerator.
Whoa.
What?
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you.
If you want some good chicken fingers.
I do.
McDougal's across
I've had those.
From the Belcourt.
You guys.
I've had those.
They got some tasty wing sauce. You can dip it in their wing sauce.
I would never do that.
Spicy. They even got grilled chicken fingers, and those are good, too.
Okay. You guys are dicks.
Why?
Because
we're not.
You know,
I'm
allergic. You know I'm allergic.
Chicken.
Chicken. I can't eat chicken.
Oh, you can't.
He makes chicken constantly.
Can you make? Can you eat pollo though?
What the fuck is that?
It's Mexican chicken. Pollo. You
can't. I wouldn't.
Now you're just
I wouldn't eat.
Can you eat turkey?
No.
No poultry.
No poultry. No.
Just chicken.
Quail.
I never tried quail or duck, but I assume if I can't eat chicken and I can't eat turkey,
quail is horrible. I had quail.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Is
it's
it?
Good. I didn't like it.
Good. It looks pretty fancy on Iron Chef. I worry sometimes that whenever I get to be on Iron Chef as a judge, that they're going to make something with chicken stock or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't be on there. I don't eat any food that starts past the letter S in the alphabet, so quail.
I eat S food
zebra?
All the time. I eat...
No, I don't eat zebra at all.
Turkey.
Do you eat S food or do you stop
S.
Okay. And there's a lot of S food. There's sushi.
Only on Thanksgiving.
Scampi, seafood. Day. Does seafood count as an S word, or is that just
I don't do seafood
genre?
At all.
You don't eat seafood?
It lived in the water. I don't touch it.
Are you fucking kidding me? I love seafood.
Urchin? No.
Urchin
no,
lives in, this, in the water.
Venison?
No.
Dolphin?
Venison is pretty good.
Dolphin I could eat, but I wouldn't.
What
Venison's
else?
Pretty tasty.
Yeah, there's not much. What about extreme Doritos?
I never had that.
What about, like, Wheat Thins?
No.
Ooh, Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins are
that's
really
a snack,
good.
Though.
What about whole wheat bread?
No.
This
white
is
going to
be great. What's going on for fun?
White is a W-2.
White is A.
Not when it's bunny bread.
Ah!
Sara Lee.
I can do
that's
that.
That's the best bread. That's the best bread. I know what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with him.
Nobody doesn't do no better than Sara Lee.
Whale?
No, don't eat whale.
Walrus?
No.
Xylophone?
No.
Yeah.
You know who I'm going to kill Sean.
How you
this is
do
how
it?
I'm going to do it.
I'll help you. What do you do?
Yeah. I'm going to get a length of rope.
Take him into the study. And then into the billiard room.
In a vestibule.
Oh, no. Don't kill me in the vestibule.
There's
Mark in the vestibule with a length of rope.
I'm probably do it at the Belcourt Theater as some film.
Oh, that, no one would know that you're doing it.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden everybody will be watching the movie. Then they'll see your silhouette fall behind them.
Oh, that's creepy.
And
then that sounds like
you'll dangle.
That sounds like a Columbo.
But I'll do it. You know what? I'll do it during a movie where somebody's being hanged.
And they'll
yeah, and they'll think. I'll do it during Outlaw Josie Wales.
Whoa.
Do people get hanged in the beginning of that or something?
You could do it in the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, good, bad, and ugly.
People get hanged in every
Western. You could do it in the Wizard of Oz because in the background.
Ooh.
That's not true, is it?
That's as true as the three.
I've never seen
three men and a baby ghost.
Three men and a baby's kid. Creepy. I saw that.
The ghost?
That's a real live cutout. Cardboard cutout.
It's a cameraman's reflection or something.
I don't know.
You know about the three men and a baby ghost?
I've heard of it. I don't know.
Does
if
anything
it's real.
Else have a monster or something in the movie?
Smoke monster.
Oh, smoke monster.
It Lost turns into guys.
You guys don't even watch That's, Lost, do you?
No.
You don't watch
it turns
Lost.
Into a guy.
The smoke monster turns into
apparently it turns into a guy.
Can turn into a guy.
A smoke monster can turn into a guy.
That's as much as he knows. He walked in on me going, what the fuck?
I watched the first season.
Oh, because it turned into a person or something?
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't show it turning into a person.
No, well, it's Locke. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. I watch it. You quit watching after one episode.
Yeah.
And I've watched
after
it every
one season. I watched the whole first season.
Oh, okay. Well, I've watched every episode and I have as much of an idea.
Yes.
As what's going on as you do.
Basically, every conversation and every episode, but every word that someone says is vague.
Yes. Yep.
Conversations are vague.
And then the very
and
last,
lots of questions and
they like to introduce a character, the final scene. Mm-hmm. Like, it's whoever. Boom.
Oh, so they're basically just heroes without superpowers.
It's just what?
The show Heroes. Oh, I had to turn
that
off.
Heroes.
That's terrible.
I don't watch Heroes.
But you know what's more dangerous than the smoke monster?
What's more dangerous?
Secondhand smoke monster.
Oh.
Wow.
Because you don't even intend to get killed
you
by
should,
this.
You exactly. should switch to the patch monster. Brr.
Smokey the bear monster.
Mm. Smokey and the bandit.
Oh.
Those are two...
Monster.
Monsters. All right,
what are
I got
our
the
other
Facebook
questions?
Up.
Oh yeah, good.
Gunsmoke monster.
I don't think everyone. You didn't tell me how you'd kill somebody.
How do you?
Oh, I told. Yeah, I did. I hang Sean.
That's not
public.
True.
Hang Sean.
Public
you wouldn't really do
you
that.
Like me, Mark?
I do like you, but it doesn't mean I want you to live forever.
You want me to live?
I don't think I. You know, I don't think.
Great link. That's what you said.
I did.
I'm looking at our Facebook. Let's call one of these people who told us to call him.
Who told
okay.
us to call them?
Leroy told us
do you
to
have,
call him.
I don't have his number.
Johnny Weddington told us
I don't
to
know.
Call him.
Who is Johnny?
He's tall. He knows the Lord.
Johnny, she said, smiling in a special way. Johnny, she said, you know I love you. Who's Johnny, she said. All right. We'll pause it and we'll get these phones called.
Okay, here. These phones aren't going to call themselves.
Nope.
He probably thinks this is a bill collector.
Yeah.
He's Christian. He'll answer it.
Johnny?
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, who's this?
This is happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday to Gary.
What do you guys do?
We're doing a podcast.
Oh, I'm live now?
Sort of. You're being recorded live.
Live to MP3.
That's less exciting, but I'll take it, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny and I were supposed to do our podcast tonight.
Was that a serious thing?
That's a serious thing.
Well, I told you not to change your plans. Now I'm the bad guy.
No, you said don't. You go do that. Come do this.
No, I don't.
Mark, no, that's what...
Johnny, I would not do that to you.
Johnny.
Well, yes.
Who killed Biggie Smalls?
Who killed Biggie Smalls?
Who killed Biggie Smalls?
Are you accusing me?
No, I'm asking you what you know.
Where were you of the night of...
Of whenever the fuck...
I cannot account for my whereabouts. I don't know. Isn't it like the thing going that Tupac was involved? Like Tupac's people were involved, right?
Wasn't Tupac already dead by then? When did Tupac's dead?
Retaliation.
I think his people, like, wasn't the going theory that they were avenging his.
Ooh, okay.
His death?
What do you mean his people?
Johnny.
That was organized. Like,
yeah.
They got together and were like, let's avenge Tupac. I don't know what they did. West Posse, I know that.
What about Faith Hill?
It's like, take that, but not with Durex. I know that.
Faith Hill's the country singer.
Who did you say?
Faith Evans.
You said Faith Hill.
No, I
was
told
that
you
your
the
running
Faith
question? So last week it was what? Bill and Ted's versus Back to the Future.
Yeah. Which people say I lost that argument.
Gentlemen.
You know what I forgot to bring up?
I don't know if it's something you can tackle in 1 hour, to be honest with you. I just don't know.
What, Biggie Smalls? No, we tackled it, and we have like a half hour to go.
Bill and Ted.
Well, I don't know.
We're not going to revisit Bill and Ted.
No. I didn't want
to
mention the action figures for Bill and Ted.
Because
he can't hear me.
I'm trying to open those wounds again. Because I know hurtful things were said, and like five people heard those hurtful things, and three of them were you.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of them was me.
Johnny, are you mad at me for canceling on you?
Am I what?
Are you mad that I canceled on you?
Why would I be mad?
I don't know. I just want to make sure.
Johnny, what's your guys' podcast?
I can't stay mad at you. You know we have to forgive.
I know. That's true.
Is it a happy anniversary?
You know my people have to forgive, right?
What?
His people, they forgive.
Oh, right. Yeah, they do a lot of that.
But they don't forget.
No, they sure don't.
No, that's not in the Bible.
I remember in the Inquisition when they built all those forgiving devices.
It's not true, but that is not in the Bible.
What? This is dumb. We're gonna. Yeah, well, I'll call you. Go, we'll call you later, buddy.
That's not in the Bible.
Thanks, right. Johnny.
We're gonna
hang up. He'll forgive you.
We'll talk to you later, Johnny. We lost you.
All right, boys.
Thanks, buddy.
We love you.
That's my buddy Johnny. He is a Christian. He's a pastor.
Good for him.
He's a honest to God car-carrying pastor.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. That's the thing. This is a podcast we have. I'm me, who, as you guys know, I'm
you're
agnostic,
you're
to say the least.
So me and Johnny will be in heaven.
You guys will be in heaven.
Sean,
be in heaven?
Well, you're purgatory, right? You're Catholic, right?
No.
You're
Sean
not Catholic? What are you,
not,
Presbyterian?
You don't observe anything, do you?
Nothing.
You're not. I thought you were some kind of a...
I used to be Methodist when I was a child.
Well, and then he learned to think us. Things and
well, that's your guys' podcast, and we don't get into religious talks.
Yeah,
here.
I don't want to get into it here.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I'll pray for you guys every day.
Did I offend Mark now?
No, I'm not
offended.
That's
why there's a whole separate podcast for
this. Maybe I can go on there and be on Johnny's side.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Where we record this? At his church?
Is actually recorded at his church. I'm allowed in the church.
Of course. All sinners are welcome. How else are you going to get saved?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, what do you guys want to talk about?
Are we done with Biggie? I thought you had different questions about him.
No.
Remember how organized you were last week?
I was, but, you know.
Man, that Johnny segment, we may have to delete that.
Yeah, that was pretty
boring.
Nah,
it's a keeper.
It's a keeper.
I know.
We were all confused and...
And he couldn't
hear
us?
Failure is funny. People are going to
be like, people
are going to be like,
hey, nobody... And on top of that, we got Big Papa in the background. It's going to be, you know what, listening to this podcast and be like riding in a van full of kids. If like maybe you're a mom and your kids are at school and you're missing them, just turn this podcast on. It'll be chaos.
Well, fine. You know, we can do it. We can do another Which Is Better, but I don't know who's going to take what side.
Wow.
I'll take
the
opposite side.
What are
we
going
to
do?
You take one, I'll take the other.
Which is better?
Yeah.
Who rocks more?
Oh, easy enough.
Who rocks more?
Guys.
The Beatles? Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
Who rocks more? Well, I mean, the question of rocks is Led Zeppelin.
All right.
The Beatles really don't rock a whole lot.
Well.
But the Beatles are the best band ever to walk the
face of the
earth.
The Beatles are arguably the best band ever.
No, there's no argument.
Everybody thinks it.
Everybody knows it.
I don't think
that's Ask Johnny.
Best
it's
band.
In the Bible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like the Beatles. But as you know, I don't like things that people like.
Well, I mean, then maybe you could really like...
But people like Led Zeppelin. But
maybe you could really like that song, The Long and Winding Road. That could be your song. Everybody hates that.
Is that a Beatles song?
It's my favorite song.
It can't be your favorite
song. It's beautiful.
It's like... It's as long as The Long and Winding Road.
It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful. It stinks.
It is. So beautiful.
You know what sucks? Sean... You know when someone tells you something, you never noticed it, and then someone brings it up and you notice it for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Sean pointed out that no Beatles cover is ever any fucking good.
That's not true.
And no, it is true.
That's not true.
Well, Fiona Apple's version of Across the Universe is
all right.
Is all right, but only all right to me because it reminds me of this
I've girl. Got like 50.
Ray Charles is... Got a pretty good
I got like 50 gigs of Beatles covers.
From who? No, they're always horrible.
You
always listen
to it. Are
you
talking about Metallica?
That, no,
that's
that doesn't count.
That
that's
doesn't
not
count.
A, no, no.
That
I've got
count.
Like legitimate.
Who really does a good who? Name one. Who does a good Beatles cover?
Off the top of my head, I'd have to get my laptop out.
That's not the top of your head.
It
will be one day. The way these people
okay,
work.
My old band. We did a great version of Everybody's Got Something to Hide But Me and My
yeah,
Monkey.
Exactly.
Doesn't count. Does that count?
That counts.
Sean Parrott's gonna have one, but.
Okay, well...
I do a Mean Golden Slumbers.
I got a Yellow Submarine over here.
That song stinks.
Winding road bum, 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 leads bum. To your door. Bow, down, down, down. Give her hand in here. It's beautiful.
It is pretty.
My
beautiful.
Goal for next week is to find a good Beatles cover.
It's going to take you a week.
Nah.
That's my point.
I have to go through my iPod.
They're not that good.
Zeppelin's good.
Zeppelin's good.
And I mean, fantastic. I know that's as go-to as anything else, but Zeppelin's like, oh, man.
Zeppelin rocks a lot harder than
I don't
Beatles.
Know. The thing is, I guess, when you meet someone who's like into the Beatles, some yeah. part of you is like, oh, fuck off.
No.
You know, when you meet someone, oh, I'm really into the Beatles. Let's go, I'm really into the sun. Or I'm really, you know what I mean? It's like,
I really love water.
Oh,
my
yeah, it's really
thing.
Great. It's like, you're not into the Beatles. Well, you're just a person.
I enjoy blinking. It's like every time I do it, I'm like, oh, that feels good. Oh, that feels good.
Have you heard of this television? I really like television. You can watch so much stuff on it.
But Zeppelin, it's like, you're like, at your age? Really? You know, you're like, oh, okay. You're doing something. Something
really?
Means something to you. I don't know. More than the Beatles, at least. I don't know. What
I like them both.
We're kind of like three generations here. You're what? How old are you, Sean?
16.
Sean's about 12. I'm 34
I'm
or 35.
17 years
I'm
40.
Old.
You're 40. We've already figured that
Sean,
out.
Sean, you're in your late 20s, right?
I'm 28.
28 years old.
Yeah.
God, doesn't even have a girlfriend.
In another 10 years.
I was married for 7 years when I was your age. Young whippersnanker.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Man, don't. Dude, this made me sad.
But the I mean,
point
it's
is,
not your fault I got married.
So alone.
The point is we all have different childhood times.
Yeah, we have checkpoints.
Yeah.
Different
like,
checkpoints.
Yes, right. So we don't have the same exact.
I like that.
Exactly. Sure. Sure. Yeah. So, like, Mark, what did you listen to over here?
Well, I mean, the Beatles.
When you were really, really young?
Well, I mean, they were broken up, but 40
like 40 years old.
Like, I remember being a kid. The first song,
what
I,
the hell?
God damn!
The first song I really liked as a kid was Yellow Submarine. I mean, when
that,
I was a little kid,
everybody, yeah.
And Magic Bus.
Do you remember you remember the cartoon for Yellow Submarine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what a freak show! That gave me nightmares.
No, nah, it was fine. I was a kid in the '70s.
I was too much of a kid.
None of the Beatles didn't do any voices in that movie.
Really.
Mm-hmm. They use their songs, but it's just people like,
right.
Oh, I'm Paul McCartney.
Ooh,
this is how Paul McCartney
this is so
talks.
Hard to talk like somebody. Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm Linga. I'm the
dumb
one.
Three voices in England. There's that one and there's, hello, everybody.
Oh, I hate that one. That's the one that's everyone's go-to.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah. No, that one's terrible.
Come on.
You have to say Govna, too.
It's on, well,
what about the,
it's on Monty Python.
Yeah. What about the...
like every Monty Python voice is that
well,
voice.
I mean, I'm, well,
how about this one? How about this one? I say old boy.
Oh.
I like that one.
I say old boy.
I like that one.
Is that, that's a bit of a C-3PO.
Shall we have a spot of tea?
Yeah. I guess there's a few different things.
I'll need to go up them apples and pears and get me a pint down me Gregory.
Down your Gregory?
What's a
Gregory? Isn't Gregory Peck neck.
I thought that was your peewee.
Mm-mm. No, down me Gregory. It's me neck. Gregory Peck neck. Apples and pears stairs. Hmm. Come on.
Barney Rubble Trouble.
We're in Barney.
Barney?
Barney Rubble Trouble.
What else?
That's from Ocean's 12.
No, it's from 13. London Street Slang. Come on. Don't you guys watch?
You know who has a good podcast? Ricky Gervais.
That's so funny.
That's a great podcast.
Are you serious?
We need to get a retard in here.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's why we had... me?
No.
I'm the dumb one.
Yeah.
You're not the
dumb one. Hey, guys, you want to talk? Hey, let's talk about my favorite band, Nickelback. I love them.
How can that be your favorite band? You're meant to.
No, if you listen to them, they're really good, man. They all got cool goatees and they got cool blonde hair.
Is that really on his podcast?
It's Ricky Gervais.
And the other guy who writes all stuff.
The tall guy.
BJ Novak.
Yes. Yeah.
And
some just crazy dude.
Some idiot they know. And they just make fun of him.
Sloth from Goonies.
Pretty much. Yes.
Our podcast is telling other people about good podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. Ours is better because it's three retards.
Man. You know who has a shit podcast?
Who?
Fucking Andy and Katrina.
Man,
they have
from Memphis.
I listened to every episode except the ones you guys.
You shouldn't listen because you can't hear us.
You probably tried to.
Oh, is it bad?
Oh, it's just so horrible.
You can't hear us.
I think they're going to come here and record next week.
We were saying a lot of funny things.
Yeah.
So what happened? Mm-hmm. Should I? I'm canceling.
Cancel.
I'm canceling.
Are they going to come here next week? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I told them to promote ours on their podcast.
Promote our podcast on there?
Promote this. Happy Birthday, Gary. They're going to promote it on their podcast. And we're going to promote theirs.
I like mostly comedy. Have you listened to any of their episodes?
Not ours.
There's a guy who works for Ringling Brothers they had interviewing.
Did they?
It was pretty interesting.
Why don't we interview anyone?
We should interview somebody. Because
you know why? They'd get here and we'd just start talking and not talking to that person.
We talk about other stuff.
We just like each other.
We don't stay on subject.
We don't.
We don't even know who killed Biggie.
We don't even know who killed Biggie. Something to do with
We tried
Ultron,
to call
right?
Johnny.
That was what a debacle. Gosh. God, I should cancel that as a podcast.
We should delete all Happy Birthday Gary Facebook account and just start over.
Man, I spent so much time doing that.
You should have seen how furious he was.
Because it doesn't fucking work.
Excuse me?
It's you get on Facebook and you're like, what's your name? I go, Happy Birthday Gary.
That's not your name.
No, it's not. It's not.
Well, they know.
So I'm like, okay.
They've been through this before.
I go, my name's Happy. My last name's Birthday Gary. No. And that's not your name either. It's like, well, Happy Gilmore. You could be happy. Anyway, it's this for a fucking hour, right? And it won't work. And I finally get it to work. And Sean doesn't help. He just laughs at me. Yeah.
That's more
and
fun.
Enjoys it. And then, like, I finally get, I get the website is whatever. It's Brad and the last name is Mark and Sean. That worked.
Yeah, that'll work.
But then I couldn't do the podcast on it or whatever. Aww. So Sean's like, you have to make an Invite fan thing. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking. So I feel like I'm 80. And I'm like, I don't know what button to push. And he's like, oh, you shouldn't have done whatever. It's like he'd watch me for an hour
Why
do the wrong
just set
thing.
It up? I don't know.
I was trying to.
He watched me do the wrong thing for a day.
I was trying to convince him.
I went to a collector's shop one time to buy some action figures.
Was I a collectible shop? There?
You weren't Whoa. There. On the floor was like this huge box of Star Wars figures. And I sat on the floor and I dug through the thing and I pulled out action figures. Seriously. For a fucking hour. I take them to the counter. The guy says,
those aren't for sale.
I'm like, you fucking cocksucker. That's how I felt with Sean.
You deserve that, though. You deserve that because you're an adult going through a box of action figures. You deserve to be told, no, you can't have that. That guy did you a
this
favor.
This is coming from a guy who gave me a box of
right,
action figures.
Because I'm an adult and I have nothing to do with it. I'm like, I've got this box of action figures.
You didn't buy when you're a child.
I was 24. Hey.
You're an adult sitting in your music
I was
room
a,
with
I
your could... friends talking about farts.
What kind of fart is the
We're
funniest
fart?
Fart? Okay. Let's okay.
Talk about, are we talking about farts now?
Oh, the one, the SBD, because you don't hear it. You just walk into it.
Dude,
it's like, it's kind of like the prank fart.
I was in maybe we'll say second grade, third grade. Very young man. And
you were a young man.
I was a young, young man. I was about 17.
I already had a, some chest
I like how
hair.
We all
had
a beard. I like how we all leaned in. It's like Brad starts telling
the
story.
We did a campfire.
Fart?
Okay.
Okay.
So this is kind of a visual thing. We had the old desks. Sean wouldn't know about it. Mark would know about it. They were cutting edge at his time. It was a desk with like the
four
the part that's attached to it. The desk. Yeah. The desk is attached.
We had those.
To the
they
chair.
Were old. That was for the retard.
And
class.
Then under the chair.
I'm just kidding, guys. We that's
under yeah, the chair. Books, under the chair grill. Was a little basket for your books.
Looked like you yeah. could grill with it.
Right.
Ooh,
I had a
yum.
big old fart in my butt, holding it in with all my might. Teacher says, "Get out your books." And how do you get your book out?
You
gotta
lean
down, and I couldn't do it. And so I sort of just was like, I'll just act like I didn't get my, I just won't get my book. Which backfired, because then she it, stops the class, goes,
oh,
Brad,
no.
get your book out. So everybody looks at me.
This is
and
good.
On either side of me is a girl that I like.
Right? Oh, no.
So it's like somebody's getting it. And
did
so,
one of them have a tail?
And none of, God damn it, look.
Brad's
okay,
trying
maybe.
To tell his
I'm
tale.
I'm trying to answer. No, as I don't. Hey, did you say Brad's telling a tale?
He did.
He's
good.
No, I'm not even going to tell you how it ends. Now you'll just have
well,
to
how
wonder.
How does it end?
You, well, you have to pick. Which one do you...
I pick. So I lean over, right in the face. Everybody laughs.
In her face.
Right in her face.
Your face down,
she was right there looking at us like, what's your problem? It was, well, you know, enough at her, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't have a story anywhere near it that good.
So did you make out with her or what?
And she was so fucking into it.
Yeah.
That we did it.
I call that the brown mist.
I don't have
I got
into that.
I got pheromones.
Just look on the internet.
Look.
I don't have a story like that, but it reminded me when this was third grade.
Yeah.
And I sat next to a girl. Her, let's just say her name was Christine Young.
Okay.
Is that a real name?
That's a real name.
Okay.
Dear Facebook.
I don't know if she's on there
she's
or not.
She's going to be 40.
She's going to be Christine Young / Mallard. She got married
I
or something.
I don't know if she got married because we're sitting there one day.
You scar her.
Because of what happened.
And we're just all sitting there. Next thing you know, she's peeing like a horse at the circus.
Oh,
just
man.
Peeing through her. Like it's running down her pants. It's shooting out. Like she
oh,
held it in.
No.
And it's just like. Everybody just like ran out of the room. It's like school was officially over at that point.
Jesus.
It might have been like 8 in the morning, and we all just
awesome.
Ran out of the room.
Everybody ran out.
And then I had to see her for the next 3 years, so we get out of 6th grade.
Oh, my God.
How do you live that down? I'm 40. I still remember
what?
It.
I used to pee a lot.
But did you?
Really?
Yes.
Do you pee your pants in school?
I would pee my pants. I was really scared of an old man when he would scream at me and I would pee. It would be like at the store and I would pee my pants, which would just make it worse. So,
yeah.
You know? Wow. This is like on into my 30s this happened.
Wow. This last year.
I do remember this one year. This was pretty young because we had nap time. Mats.
Okay, 8th grade.
We're like, yeah. Rubber mats on the wall, you know.
You know how it was.
And, my friend at the time was a girl named Ashley Fly because
ooh,
I was a
very cute.
Fag, and I had all my friends were girls.
Aww.
And so I'm sitting on a mat next to Ashley, and she's making me giggle because of something or other. Something about, hey, Brad, boogers. I'm like, I pee. From laughing, I pee. And I'm like, oh, no, don't tell anyone I peed. And she's like, I won't, I promise you. And she didn't. And I go outside, it's playground time, and you know, back when I was a kid, you know about this, Sean. Mark knows about this. Tires were
the
playground.
It's all the government could afford.
Just a pile of tires. Yeah. So there was like a tire tunnel that I sort of...
I
straddled the tire tunnel because the sun had made it warm, and I was like, this will...
Yeah, it will work.
Cook the pee off of my body. And the school...
Brilliant.
It was my plan. It was the best I had. It was that or roll around the gravel and shit. You know?
You know the nurse's office will take care of that for you.
Well, that was... I didn't want anyone to know. I thought I was going to get away with this, right? And so I'm sitting on the thing, and the schoolyard bully comes over.
Oh, no.
Who's always been a dick to me, and I knew it.
Of course.
And he comes over very, what's wrong, Brad? What's the matter? And I'm
what's
like,
wrong?
And I'm like, I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Hey, buddy.
And he's like, come on, you can tell me.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'll tell you. But you got to promise. This I know already. You already know it. You got to promise not to say anything. I'm like,
sad.
Ashley made me pee in my pants. And he goes, oh, okay. Ashley made Brad pee in his pants. And just ran around and told everybody individually. And I got so... embarrassed.
Yeah.
Is he the person you would kill?
I wouldn't kill him.
Really?
But,
he's just doing his job. I mean, third grade bully.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does. That's his
moneymaker.
Man,
he's probably
that year,
protecting
I think
and serving right now.
Too. Yeah, he's probably a fucking prison guard or something. What about you? You ever pee on yourself, Sean?
I don't have any specific. I'm sure I did. I don't have any specific horrible memories. Drink
I was out of Pampers at 8 months. I was just like, guys, I got this.
I got this down. I don't have
weren't
any
talking.
I don't have any specific peeing memories. I'm sure I did it a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, you probably did.
Damn it,
I can make something up.
We'll do something. Mark talks about getting fisted at the doctor.
Whoa.
I talk about...
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, Brad got very personal and really opened up to us.
It did.
I...
All night.
Now, I've lost all respect for him after this.
Sure.
Yeah, all the respect you had.
You lost all this
respect. The .001. You're taking us home. This is your big closer.
This is my big closer.
We're getting there.
Oh, man. I don't.
You know what? Here's what it is, Brad. He's got a lot. He just can't share it. Look
pee,
at this guy.
Pee right now.
I'm just nervous.
Pee right now.
I don't want anybody to.
You ever have to pee at a minor league baseball game?
Oh, I know what's going on.
What?
He's afraid his girlfriend's going to hear this.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's
got to act like he's all
he's
cool
be
and
cool.
Hot.
Like,
these faggots pissing themselves.
I never peed my pants.
Guys.
I was too busy beating up faggots.
Guys, no.
That's I was just too busy dating my librarian in elementary school.
No, I didn't do that.
Lunch lady used to make me special PB&Js.
I just blocked it all out.
She used to rip the crust off for me.
I just blocked it out.
With her bare hands.
No.
Ew.
No, guys.
Oh, boy.
Guys, why do you have to persecute me?
We have to.
What?
You're the weakest.
That's true. That might all right, be true.
Guys, well.
All right.
Do we have a liftoff to actually see who can...
A what?
Let's go do some curls.
Who do you think's the strongest?
I don't know.
I'll wager
how
a guess.
How much can you curl?
Mark. Mark's probably the strongest.
What's your body? I can't bench very much, so you guys probably got me beat.
Well,
on
I can curl more than this, but the other when I was out on in North Carolina last month. Yeah. At their gym, I was curling 50s
whoa.
With each arm.
You're a lot stronger than me.
But I could do more than that. Like, if just one, I could probably do 100 pounds each arm.
That's crazy.
For like one or two times.
I don't know.
I can't lift that much.
I can't lift any. I don't even know because I don't even bother with weights.
Yeah. Maybe I'll check it out at the gym tomorrow when I go.
Okay. You going to the gym tomorrow?
Yeah. I go just about every morning at 6.
How's it working out?
I'm strong. If I get into a fight, I could probably really hurt somebody.
Yeah,
I think you could.
I'm strong.
You're a big guy.
I'm a biggin.
Yeah.
You're no Biggie Smalls.
What if I just grabbed you and just wrestled you to the ground?
Please
I could probably break
I
vertebrae.
I don't want you to do that.
Let's break vertebrae.
Make him pee.
No, don't make
Let's
me
tickle
pee.
Him.
Tickle him till he pees.
Tickle time. Please. If you tickle me, I will make loud effeminate noises.
I think you do that without us.
Oh.
I'm not saying!
All right, guys.
All right.
Happy birthday.
We
happy birthday,
up?
Gary. Yeah, well, I mean, we're at 5803.
Okay, let's...
That's close enough.
What do you think? What are we talking about next week? Should we do a teaser?
Well, I think
or
that
next
people
time.
Should email in.
Yeah.
Emailing?
Facebook. Emailing.
What is... It's Happy B-Day Gary. Happy
Just find one of us on Facebook
Gary.
Or somewhere.
Yeah,
we work all over. The three of us are all over the internet.
Wait,
yeah.
What's... Yeah. No. No, I want them to go to one specific fucking thing.
Oh, okay, just one thing?
Well, they can tell
I
you
don't
how
even
great
know how
you are.
There.
Just go to... What is it?
Just email Happy B-Day Gary. HappyBdayGary.
Happy B-Day Gary. At gmail.com.
Or go to the Facebook.
Yeah. That's hard, really hard to
That's
find.
That's
going to
be hard, but whatever. I friended everybody.
I think if, you know what I did? When I went to Facebook, I just did a search for Happy Birthday Gary and found it.
Really?
You found it? Well, then just go to Facebook, do a search for Happy Birthday Gary and then find it. And then say, hey, talk about octopuses.
Versus squids.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I like the verse thing, like a fight.
No, you're right.
I like it. We can change it up. We're still getting our feet wet at this. This is only
man,
our second
feet,
one.
Yeah, no. Our feet are
moist. We're going to be doing this the rest of our life.
This is what makes us money. We reversed a curse already.
Right.
So.
Why would we ever quit doing this? So,
exactly.
I mean, probably in like 70 episodes, we'll really hit a stride.
Yeah.
We'll get it. And everyone will send us comments about what they didn't like.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then I'll be, my feelings will be hurt.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll get mad about
it. Well, I won't care.
Mark has no
Mark
feelings.
Won't care. Sean...
I mean,
either.
I won't care on the outside.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You're good at pushing it down. That's
yeah. That's I feel bad for the day I let it all out.
Oh man.
Just gets it out in his morning jog.
That's gonna be one of those loudest farts ever.
I'll probably be watching Babe and just, you know, put my head through a wall. Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Gary. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gary.
To conceal, can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Passes.